USA Radio News.
Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will deliver a primetime address regarding border security. For the longest time, the president has been pushing for a wall, but now the president says,
we'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger. And we're able to use our great companies to make it. That gives us great strength at the border.
As the partial government shutdown continues, the White House says the IRS will continue to give out tax refunds, even if the government is shut down, when they're due to go out. The outgoing governor of Tennessee is granting clemency to a woman who killed a man she claims trafficked her for sex in 2004. Sonoda Brown says the man she killed brought her for sex when she was 16 years old. She's been locked up for 15 years, and Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam commuted her life sentence, and she's due to be released on parole in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
An actor makes his first appearance in court since being charged with sexual assault. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
On Monday morning, it was a media mob scene in downtown Nantucket on what's normally a quiet Massachusetts island at this time of the year.
Off the sidewalk now.
That was outside the courthouse as actor Kevin Spacey was pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on the island in 2016.
This complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or over.
Earlier, Spacey had tried to be excused from having to be at the arraignment, but that request was denied by the judge. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up 98 points to close at 23,531. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raised some eyebrows during a recent 60 Minutes interview when she said that she believes the rich are not paying their fair share in taxes. Take a listen to a portion of her comments from CBS's 60 Minutes.
Sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. As you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
Paul Blair with the Americans for Tax Reform tells Fox News that he believes Americans, the rich, that is, do pay their fair share in taxes.
The top 1% already pay 37% of all federal income taxes. Break that down even further, the top 3% are paying over half of all federal income taxes as a share of all paid in 2016, which is the most recent data that we have. So her suggestion that only the tippy top should pay a little bit more because they're not paying their fair share just ignores the data on how much they are already paying as a percentage of the total share of taxes paid by U.S. taxpayers.
And regarding those high income earners, Blair says,
High earners have the ability to adjust how they are paid. It's not necessarily salaried income that they're making. They make this money in terms of dividends or investments that they make. And so you raise these taxes and people shift their investments to avoid higher taxes. And so what she would likely experience is no money to pay for a Green New Deal or infrastructure or any of the sort of left's favorite priorities for spending projects.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.